So, thank you very much. I'm very happy to see you all old friends again after a year or so. Thank you very much. So today's topics given by His Grace Ananta Prabhu is very difficult, but we'll talk about it. I'll expect a lot of questions. The topic is what to do to keep enthusiasm in practicing bhakti yoga in the age of Kali Yuga. So, how to remain enthusiastic? By remaining enthusiastic. That's the answer. In order to remain enthusiastic, we should keep our focus on our ultimate goal, which is Krishna consciousness, to please Krishna. For that reason, to please our spiritual master, for that reason, to please the devotees. So that's the goal. And why that is the goal? Because that's the only way we can become totally blissful, satisfied. There is no other way. Every living entity is looking for bliss, peace, happiness. And we are looking for that bliss. Bliss is not found in this material world. Maybe temporary happiness, temporary bliss. And then we get frustrated again. So in order to keep our enthusiasm, we should be fixed in our determination to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, to serve devotees. So through this service we can get to associate with devotees, and in that association we can get that utsah, enthusiasm. Whomever we associate with, we become like that. If we associate with enthusiastic devotees, then we can become enthusiastic. So we have, if we have little intelligence, brain tissue at all, then we'll definitely fix our goal. I want to become blissful. And that bliss is only found in serving Krishna. Savai punso paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje Ahaitukya pratihataya atma samprasiddhati. Total satisfaction is found in transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna, which is uninterrupted, unmotivated. That means we have to always remain enthusiastic to serve Krishna. There is no other way. So how to keep enthusiasm? First, we have to keep our goal. We have to become focused. We have to focus on our goal. We remain enthusiastic to acquire money and to have a nice wife or husband. For that reason, we become enthusiastic to go to the college. Education 25 years, day and night, studying, so much austerity, just to get honey and money. So much enthusiasm, because we see that this will make me happy, this will make me blissful. And when we get there, that bliss is not there. Divorce, fire from the job, and competition on the job, and boss is not right, colleagues are not right. When we get there, that bliss goes 10,000 miles away. So much, 25 years, enthusiasm, just to fix our goal, honey and money. If somebody is told, after your education, master degree, you won't get these two things, nice honey and nice money, nobody will go to college. It's Maya, mirage in the desert. When we get there, there is not there. That mistake I made. I went to the master degree all the way in America and worked for few years, maybe 4 or 5 years. And that bliss I couldn't find. But so much enthusiasm to attain that master degree. So, why master degree? Ultimately to become very, very happy. Very happy. So Bhagavatam says, only way you can become happy is by rendering transcendental loving devotional service, uninterrupted, unmotivated, to Krishna. So that will make me happy. Then that goal we should fix. Then the enthusiasm will come. We have fixed the goal, master degree. Enthusiasm was there. I want to please my guru. I want to please Krishna. I want to serve them. I want to serve Vaishnavas. That will bring us so much happiness, so much satisfaction. Just try to serve on Sunday feast your prasadam. Just try to mop the floor. You will feel so happy. That's our experience. Because we are living an entity, and by serving Krishna and his devotees, we can become so much happy. So enthusiasm has to be there in order to serve. So how to keep this enthusiasm? By keeping our goal, by keeping focus. This is the only way. Krishna consciousness is the only way. We force ourselves to attain so many goals which are not giving us total bliss. So much enthusiasm. So if we have little brain, then we can focus. Yes, this is the only way. Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna and his devotees. So, temple president calls, Prabhuji, we have to do this. Immediately we have to jump. Enthusiasm. So, enthusiasm. Why? Because that goal is there. This will make me blissful. So we have to fix our goal, Krishna Prem. So in order to love someone, you have to serve him. If you serve dog, dog will love you. If you serve God, God will love you. Prabhupada says that. So we have to fix our goal. I want to please Krishna. I want to please devotees. And for that, whatever our higher devotees, president, GBC, guru, our enlivening inspiration from some devotees, any devotees. So we should keep in our mind, when this comes, I have to jump. I don't have to use my brain, I don't use my intelligence. I just have to jump, I have to do it. Just do it. That's all. By fixing our consciousness, I have to do this. And that's called Jada Buddhi also. Jada Bharat. Maharaj Bharat became Jada. Jada Bharat means fixing. This is it. Anything deviates me, I kick him out. This is my goal. So you have to fix that goal. Fix. We have to become fixed in our determination. Then enthusiasm will come from that. Using our intelligence, by how I can further my Krishna consciousness. How can I become lover of Krishna? Becoming lover of Krishna means giving everything to Krishna. Love means tat sukhe sukhitvam. If Krishna is happy, then I am happy. If Krishna is distressful, I am distressful. This is love. Love means mamata. Mamata means Krishna is mine. Krishna will go starving if I don't offer him plate of prasad. Mamata. Like a child and a mother. Mother has mamata towards child. Vatsalya, prem. Possessiveness. That is love. Possessiveness. And in that love, our all senses becomes totally absorbed. All senses. And symptoms of love is that ecstasy. We experience ecstasy. Symptoms of love is that we become pure. A devotee who is loving Krishna, he invites all good qualities. He becomes, he manifests all good qualities. So this is a goal. Love of Krishna. And for that I have to get rid of anarthas and I have to become enthusiastic. So we have to work day in and day out at this goal by becoming enthusiastic. So how to become enthusiastic? Let's conclude. Then I'll open for question. By associating with like-minded devotees who are very enthusiastic to serve Krishna, Prabhupada mission, by surrendering ourselves to Guru and Vaishnavas, by serving, we should enthusiastically serve. Srila Rupa Goswami says, devotional service must be performed with utmost enthusiasm. So this enthusiasm will come from fixing our goals, which is Krishna Prema, chanting nice rounds, associating with good devotees, taking prasad, practicing morning, evening, offering ourselves, our resources to Krishna, Guru. So enthusiasm can be kept by becoming enthusiastic. we have to utsaha nischaya dharya tata tata karma pravarta sangati agat sato vrutte. So this is what I thought about enthusiasm, but Ananta Prabhu is here, maybe he can fill us in more. You gave me the subject. I couldn't find anything, any sloka on this except utsaha nischaya dharya. Yeah? Yes, Sunday is for Swami, she says. Swami Prabhupada. Sunday, whole Sunday, we should all come to temple and serve. Ananta Prabhu can get tired of creating services for us. We should come to the temple. Starting for, I used to do that. Friday night I used to go to temple, Toronto. And Sunday night I would come out of the temple. Just serve, Harinam, prasad, disya prasad making, scrubbing pots, cleaning, distributing books, many services. So this is what can bring us enthusiasm, fixing our mind. So anyway, any question at all, or any suggestion, or any comment? Yes, Prabhu?
Ако са добро разумио, ако би имали тако фокусиран ум, и доста кришна треба за пар сати, то да е пред.
If I have understood correctly, if we kept our focus so so that we would be so determined in our focus, we would achieve Krishna Prema in few hours. Is this correct?
Yes, very correct. Very correct. Well, Prabhupada says it's difficult for the hard-headed and very easy for simple-hearted. Maharaj Khatvanga, fraction of a minute, he immediately focused. Maharaj Parikshit, 7 days. It didn't take 7 days for him. Maharaj Parikshit, immediately no kingdom of the whole world, earth, planet, kingdom goes into garbage. Whatever happens, queens and whole army and everything, he didn't consider anything. He immediately focused on Krishna consciousness. So it is simple. It is, we have to become simple-hearted.
Before these 7 days, he prepared himself for whole life.
Yes, so we also prepare for whole life. We also prepare. This is a preparation, chanting, 16 minimum, associating with devotees, studying scrutinizingly Srimad Bhagavatam, going to holy places, such as Vrindavan, Mayapur, by worshipping deity, we can practice whole life. And at the end, Krishna is our goal. Krishna will come. Tesham aham samuddharta. He will come. Take us back to home, back to Godhead. He's waiting for all of us. Thank you. Any other question?
So in Kali Yuga, I have a question.
Yes?
In Kali Yuga, what is most important?
In Kali Yuga, what is?
Most important?
Thing to do. The most important thing in Kali Yuga, of course, is devotional service, but it is mainly practice. Through chanting the holy name. Etat nirvadya mananam ichatam avakuto bhayat yoginam nripa nirnitam Hare Nam Anukirtanam. In the age of Kali Yuga, in the assembly of all sages, name is Aranya, the conclusion was taken by unanimous vote of all sages. And what was that unanimous vote? Hare Nam Anukirtanam. Chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Nirvidyamananam. Ichatam akutobayat. Yoginam nripanirnitham. Nirnai. Unanimous decision. Hare Nam Anukirtanam. Lord's holy name should be chanted. So this is the main process. Any other question? Yes, Maya.
It seems that it's so much easier if we have conducive environment for being enthusiastic and practicing. But what about if we live away from the devotees and we don't have daily interactions with them? How can we keep this together at that time?
Well, Prabhupada has created these temples. So everybody should come to the temple and service is needed. Service will make us enthusiastic. Even though we don't may not like to serve, just serve. Serve in any capacity you have. Any capacity. Give our hard-earned money to Krishna. In Western world, everybody is very, very enthusiastic to give away the money. Maybe for sense gratification or whatever reason. They hardly can keep money. So give it to Krishna. Yes?
I is reading
Bhagavatam. Books.
Prabhupada books.
Prabhupada books. Yes. Yes. It is great service, topmost service. Reading, study Prabhupada books is the greatest service. Wonderful service. Then learn from him through the books and then practice. That's the next level. But it's Prabhupada books are not being read with our devotees. That was the conclusion of our meeting in Mayapur. GBC gurus and sannyasis meeting. That Srimad Bhagavatam is read by devotees not less than 1%. Less than 1%. This is not good. We have to read Prabhupada's books. That's why Prabhupada wrote. And everything is in there. Absolute truth. So it is service. It is good service. Any other question? We have close to 15 minutes. Otherwise we'll do kirtan. Yes?
Can you share your realization with Holy Name? Because I'm now just having next week to help Japa and Kirtan retreat. And with the aim that you can go in more deeply into the Holy Name. And because you are so experienced, 40, 50 years already doing this, can you share your secret?
Your secret is we have to keep the goal in mind. The goal is Krishna Prem. So by chanting I'll be able to reawake my pure love for Krishna. Murari Gupta, one of the close associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was chanting holy name, Hare Krishna Mantra. But because he did not know the goal, the ecstasy did not arise and enthusiasm in chanting did not come to him. But once Lord Chaitanya told him, the goal of chanting is Krishna Prema. That love of Krishna will arise in your heart. So we have to keep that goal in mind, that by chanting I'll be reawakening my pure love for Krishna. And it's a simple. It says that whomever you love, that person will, whomever you serve, that person will love you. If you love dog will love you. If you serve God, Krishna will love you. So we have to keep this goal, and that goal is when he will love me, I'll love him, then so much reciprocation, so much exchange of bliss, satisfaction, so much ecstasy we can experience. So we have to, 2 hours, we have to renounce whole world for 2 hours of chanting. Just become detached from every little thing. And you become light. And then next thing Krishna says is, abhyas, constant practice. The mind will go here and there. Bring him back. And put him on holy name. So, by this chanting, and chanting is a seva. Rupa Goswami says, Sevan mukhe jiva ado swayam eva spuratyada. This chanting is seva through mouth and tongue. Ado suruvat. Beginnings. It begins, service begins with our tongue and mind. I mean tongue and mouth. Means speaking, vibrating holy name. So we are serving holy name through mouth and tongue. And we serve, then we become lover. He becomes lover when we serve holy name. Holy name is Krishna. Holy name is non-different than Krishna. Nama Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Siddho Nitya Mukta Abhinnatva, Nama Namino. Nam Krishna, and Krishna is not different. So when we serve Krishna through holy name, definitely we will reawake our pure love for Krishna. And Krishna will love us. And reciprocation of that love will take place. So this thing will happen. It can happen like snap of a finger, and it can happen at the end of the life or after life. It depends upon our enthusiasm again. Enthusiasm. How enthusiastic we are. Enthusiastic about chanting holy name, serving holy name, serving. So, on this Bhajan Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Rahasya book is also very nice on Shishtashtak, and he is advising us how to chant and how to do our bhajan, how to enter into intense meditation by considering ourselves lower than a straw in street and more humbler. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that we should repent ourselves that we are not coming up to the mark of Krishna consciousness. I'm very low. I'm degraded. I'm worm. I'm more lower than worm in a stool. Purushe raket hoi muise lagist. Jagai madai hoi muise papist. I'm more lower than jagai and madai. So we have to keep this mood. The more humble we become, the more ecstasy, bliss you can experience, the more tolerant you are. he can experience more ecstasy. So the goal of chanting is to enter into Krishna's transcendental leelas, Ashtakaliya leela. Anyway, this is higher subject matter. We will get into this kind of ecstasy. Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, they all wrote volume of literature how to perform our bhajan, our chanting, our serving, devotional service. Especially chanting Hare Krishna mantra is yuga dharma and very much stressed by our acharya. So we have to, and there is a very good taste in it. Holy name is Krishna. Krishna is rasik, ras, taste, and it will come. So what I do is I time myself every half an hour and try to concentrate and try to develop my heart, my chanting nicely, concentrating on Krishna, His holy name, His pastime specially, praying to Prabhupada first, then praying to Rupa Goswami, and entering into that mood, their mood of chanting. So we have to pray to our Acharya, our Guru, who can grant us this bliss. You can tell me your experience. You can share, all of you can share. Yes, Prabhu?
Opisano je da u Bhagavad Giti u umovima oni koji su previše vezani na tu umivanje ne rada se velika avuća. A gdje tu zavljeno?
Said in Bhagavad Gita that in the minds of those who are too attached to material sense enjoyment cannot rise this focus and enthusiasm.
That is true. That is true.
That means that sense enjoyment is a problem if you're not for the focus for devotional service.
Yes, it is a problem. And that's why we are advised by Krishna. Vairagyena abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate. At least for 2 hours we should detach ourselves completely from material world. I have no duties, I have no work, I have nothing to do, nothing. This is what I have to do. That is called vairagya. Vairagya means detaching ourselves from everything. Job, money, family, body, mind, everything, detach. Me and Krishna. Only 2 hours a day while we are chanting. This is sannyas, temporary, instant sannyas we have to take. Krishna says that. Arjuna says, mind is very difficult to control. Vayareva duskaram. He says, chanchalam hi mana Krishna, pramathino balvadradam, tasya nigraham na manye, vayareva duskaram. Very difficult to control this mind. What is the remedy? Krishna says, here is a remedy if you can do. He says, abhyasena tu kaunteya, he kaunteya, Krishna, he Arjun, abhyas, constant practice. Wherever it goes, mind goes, bring him back, and put his own holy name or concentration. Whenever, just bring him back every time. And second thing he says remedy is sannyas. Abhyasena sukantiya vairagya. Vairagya. This material world is hellish. This material body is hellish. This mind is hellish. Everything is hellish. I have nothing to do with these things. Just 2 hours condemn all these things. Only Krishna and His holy name. That's the bliss. So this is sannyas. So we have to give sannyas to mind. It is a mind who needs mantra. It is a mind who needs diksha. It is a mind which should be delivered. The spirit soul is spirit, totally spiritual. Satchidananda. But this ghost called mind is attached to us. It's a timeless machine, goes on and on and on. So we have to learn to control the mind. Bandhuratmanastasya natmayivatmana jita anatmave satruvat. Mind is deadly enemy. Mind can be our good friend. So we have to work with this mind. We have to deliver the mind by mantra. This is a big problem. That can be solved by 2 things. Abhyas and Vairagya. So instant 2 hours sannyas every day. Just cut everything off. We can do that. And we can afford to do that also. And we can practice. And if you don't do this, then suffering. Suffering. Mind will take over. Senses will take over. Yes? I don't have minutes, but...
When we achieve this connection with Krishna, we achieve His mercy. Is this possible to achieve in few seconds?
Yes, we said that. Maharaj Khantavanga and so many devotees have done that. It is possible. So I'm running out of time. Okay. Yes, it is possible. We have to become serious and sincere. Just blinder. Krishna and Guru, devotees, devotional service, blinder. Nothing else. Put your blinder. And strong determination. With strong determination. Just give one life to Krishna. And this life. Strong determination. Utsah, nischay, dhiraj. Can be done. And many, many souls in past have done this. Many. The whole scriptures are full of these kind of devotees who have done it. They have put blinders and only Krishna and nothing else. And they became gorgeous. They became totally peaceful, blissful, happy. And if we can put blinders, only Krishna, devotee, devotional service, nothing, rejecting, can be done. Any other question? Anyway, she's reminding about my pen drive. There are lectures in English. Anybody would like to have these lectures? She has pen drive. Okay. I think time is up. And thank you very much, all of you. You please bless me so that I can have that strong enthusiasm. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sisi Panchatattva ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Guru Gauranga ki, Gaur Premanandi.